You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, I want to talk some Gardos first before we get to the Browns here because they deserve it. They've won the AL Central. Is this job by Terry Francona, I bandy about it's the best we've seen in our lifetimes. And I mean that, considering, like, what we know about the Cleveland Indians of 2016. You go back to the Cleveland Indians of 95 and 97. 95, maybe it wasn't expected, but we know some things now about that team. Maybe we'll think differently in hindsight of this team. But I look with all three teams, like, yeah, they had LeBron on the Cavs. Like, that was an expectation. This is completely unexpected. I don't give a damn how bad the division was. I mean, think of how bad the morale was around this team with the fan base and everybody involved before this season started.
Right, and, you know, even with them re-signing Jose Ramirez, there was still a lot of cynicism, both locally and nationally, about this year's team. And, you know, it's pretty incredible what Terry Francona has been able to do with these kids, and you know, them being the youngest team in baseball and winning division. Not only is it exciting for today, but it's exciting for the future going forward and where this organization is. I tweeted this yesterday. It's also proves positive that you can be a small market team, rebuild, and not have to go into full tank mode where you lose 120 games a year. Because let's be honest about it, this was a rebuild for the organization. You know, coming off the last playoff run, they were in the middle of a rebuild, and they used a lot of their veteran players to make quality trades to bring in young, major league ready talent to speed up a turnaround. And the low point of the rebuild was last season when they finished a couple of games below 500. I don't think anybody picked the Cleveland Guardians to win the American League Central Division. And if they say that they did, they're lying to you. I had them around a 500 team. I thought that, you know, with Tito running the ship, that they'd have their ups and downs, but they'd be around 500. I didn't think they'd win the division. Not only did I not think they would win the division, I certainly didn't think they'd be winning it by double digits. That's what's been, you know, most impressive. What are they, 18, 19, and 3 here in the month of September? I mean, that's just absolutely incredible. They swept another road trip to lock this thing down. So with all due respect to the folks in Baltimore, I know they're excited about the future of the Orioles and the turnaround that they had there coming off of a 100-plus loss season. They're above 500 on the periphery of the wild card conversation. I think Terry Francona is manager of the year. I really do. You look at the volume of guys who made their major league debuts for the Guardians this year. I think it's like 14 or 15 players. That's just incredible. So I agree with you, Ken. 95 actually was expected because they were a game or two out of first when the strike hit in 94. So you thought that 95 they'd be pretty good, even though you felt like the Cleveland curse struck again because here the Indians are finally competitive and baseball has a strike. 97 was actually underwhelming and disappointing. That even though they made it to the World Series, I think they won 88 games or something like that in the regular season. The big Kenny Lofton trade that happened in spring training kind of rocked the boat, if you will. And then 2016, yeah, that World Series run was a bit unexpected as well. I don't know if this team's getting to the World Series this year, but I think this might have been one of the most difficult jobs for Terry Francona, one of the best jobs he's done. And I'll also say this. I think possibly one of the funner seasons for Tito, considering everything that he has been through from a health standpoint in recent years. What is it, 45 surgeries, something like that, in the last 3 years? I don't want to make light of it, but it's just, it's an incredible number. He jokes about having his own suite at the Cleveland Clinic these days because he's had to go in so much. But when I was covering him earlier this season, I could see how much fun Tito was having managing these young kids. So good for them. I mean, this is outstanding. This came out of left field as far as I'm concerned.
Daryl, I know that they struggled when they took on Seattle earlier this year, but if that's the matchup there in the wild card, how nervous are you about that? Or do you think that's going to be gone and forgotten and everything resets once you get into the postseason? Do you like their chances, you know, depending on who they play going forward?
Well, I everything's gravy right now, as far as I'm concerned. However the postseason ends up is invaluable experience for these young guys, because I think that they're poised to really control this division now for the next 3, 4, maybe 5 years with this window of contention that has just burst open a lot sooner than I thought it would. I do feel like everything resets in the postseason. Look, I remember years where when they were the Indians, they would, have their way with the Yankees in the regular season, then the playoffs would come, and it's a completely different story. And so the slate gets cleaned when you talk about playoff baseball, Anthony. I like this team's chances. I would encourage those that didn't get on the bandwagon until late. If they fall behind early, don't turn off the TV. This is a late inning team, both from a bullpen standpoint and an offense standpoint. The one comparison to the 95 team that I have of this one is the volume of damage they do offensively from the sixth inning on. Now, they don't do it with the long ball like the 95 team did, but it is really remarkable. The offensive production late in games, the come from behind victories that they have. I think 27 wins this year in their last at bat, which was a thing back in 95 as well. Again, they don't have the big boppers, but they play the game the right way. So I think this team's going to be really fun to watch in the postseason.
I mean, the Rays are, and if I'm getting this right here, the Rays are a playoff team at 25th. And then, I mean, that's about it. The Guardians are 29th in home runs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a desert with them and everybody else, them making the postseason, everybody else who didn't without the long ball. Does that show you just how good they are station to station, how they are running the base paths?
Absolutely. And they play boring, fundamental baseball, which to me is not boring, by the way, but in the modern era where, you know, everyone loves the home run ball, this is not a team that sits back and waits for that three-run homer. This is a team, get them on, get them over, get them in, and then actually keep the train rolling. And that is, they force the action on the base paths. I love that. With the stolen bases and playing smart baseball, forcing opponents to pay for mistakes, whether it's pass balls or wild pitches or defensive errors or mental lapses, throwing to the wrong base and things like this. Is a very intelligent baseball team that makes opponents pay for the physical as well as the mental mistakes. Just look at late last week in Chicago, that 11th inning that they put together. I think they scored 5 runs in the 11th. To come back and beat the White Sox, and that was an inning in which they just kept the train rolling on the base pass, and every time Chicago made a mistake in the field, the Guardians made them pay with 1 or 2 runs as a result. A very, very smart baseball team that Terry Francona has this year.
All right, Daryl, good weekend for the Browns altogether. You're off. You're watching other teams play. I know Baltimore and Cincy won, but just looking at the landscape of the AFC, the injury to Mac Jones, Justin Herbert not looking good, future opponents, looks like they can really continue to win games with this schedule.
Well, yeah, I mean, they go to Atlanta looking to go 3-1 for a third straight time under Kevin Stefanski. And then, as you mentioned, Justin Herbert's clearly not 100%. We saw that over the weekend. The Mac Jones injury yesterday that he suffered against the Ravens, that's something that we'll be obviously keeping our eyes on, especially if it's that high ankle sprain variety. It did not look good when he was literally hobbling off the field. Certainly don't wish anyone to get hurt, but that's a significant injury for New England. And then, of course, the gauntlet really begins with the Ravens. The Bengals were not going 0-17. I know they started 0-2, but not surprised to see them bounce back. By the way, the New York Jets had the weirdest schedule, I think, of everyone. They had the AFC North to begin their season. They started with the Ravens, then the Browns. Bengals yesterday, next week they get the Steelers. I'm sure they'll be happy to see another division come week five.
How's everybody else on the mend?
Well, obviously, Anthony Walker lost for the season. That's a pretty big loss there. But let's be honest about it. Jacob Phillips was essentially a co-starter there, even though Walker was the starter and one of the defensive captains. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah does not sound like his injury is serious. Doesn't mean, at least from my vantage point, that he's actually going to be able to go this week. We'll see when we get out to practice this morning who's on the field. Taven Bryan's dinged up with a hamstring injury. So from an injury standpoint, they needed this weekend off. They really, really did. So we'll see who's on the field not only this afternoon, but come Wednesday and Thursday. And I would anticipate that some guys that are dinged up can will actually probably get today off too, because you know, Kevin Stefanski wants to get these guys as healthy as possible going into Sunday.
Who is your favorite baseball player ever? I've never asked you that.
Oh my. well, growing up.
Oh my.
Yeah. Cause I was a big baseball fan growing up. I would say my favorite growing up was Ken Griffey Jr. I wish that I had that swing. And I never could master it. But yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. was my favorite ball player growing up.
Okay, that's an interesting one. Darryl, we thank you very much for the
what,
time.
Did you expect me to say like Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle or, you know?
Well, no, you're not that
guys?
Old. Why would you say Mantle? You're like 40. Why would you say Mickey Mantle?
Exactly. So, Ken Griffey Jr. was no slouch growing up, Ken.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
Yeah, okay. It was an interesting one.
The correct answer you were looking for was Albert Bell.
That's not fine. You can say Ken Griffey Jr.
No. Nope.
It's McLaughlin Group. Wah! Wrong! All right, Darryl, thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
Darryl Ryder. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Fabulous stuff from him. Zach Meisel from the New York Times subsidiary. He's their Guardians writer. He'll be joining us coming up at 9:20. Up next, it's such a wonderful season. There's one word to use for it. Or is there? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.